Thousands of migrant workers in Queensland could lose vital visa and workplace support under the upcoming federal budget in May. The Queensland Migrant WorkWise program, established just a year ago, is at risk of losing the funding it relies on to assist exploited workers. The service has already supported more than 2,000 people across the state, delivering information in more than 10 languages. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan spoke to General Secretary of the Queensland Council of Unions, Jacqueline King, about the council's concerns for the upcoming budget.
We're currently in discussions with the federal government about refunding a pilot program right across Australia, but here in Queensland, that's a program that we call Queensland Migrant WorkWise. It's been a pilot program that's been running since September last year, and we have funding up until the end of June only. And so we're looking for commitments from the federal government to extend that program for a further 3 years on the current funding levels. It's a program that has been providing education and information, in particular to temporary visa holders, migrant workers, about what their rights and obligations are under migration law, but also other workplace-related laws. And we're really concerned if the funding is not renewed or it's cut, that it'll have a significant impact on, you know, the exploitation of the thousands of migrant workers who are currently here in Queensland and into the future.
Now, what are some of the outcomes the Queensland Migrant WorkWise program has delivered in Queensland to support migrant workers?
Yeah, sure. So we've really just been operating since September last year. What we've managed to do is employ 10 staff, which includes 8 outreach officers who are located all across Queensland from Cairns, Townsville, Bundaberg, Toowoomba, the Sunshine Coast, the Gold Coast, and of course in Brisbane. But that's managed to give us capacity to reach out into communities, into workplaces and communities. So far we've had contact with over 6,000 people in that short period of time, and it's just starting to kind of amp up. So we've been doing over, 200 odd engagements with different community organisations and different workplaces. And literally every time we are talking to people, we're identifying that, you know, there is wage theft, underpayment of wages, and superannuation is pretty rife. There's sexual harassment.
And how big is the issue of work exploitation across the state?
Well, I would say it's fairly massive. I think we're only just starting to, hit the tip of the iceberg with this. We've known that there's been exploitation for quite some time, but we haven't realised the depth of that. There is no other community-based or union organisation that has been on the ground until we've had this funding for Queensland Migrant WorkWise. So it's really sort of been sporadic. A lot of these workers are out in regional areas and they're working in industries, that support our basic economy. But we're literally are seeing, wage theft, harassment, unsafe working conditions, you name it, it's actually happening there. Pretty much every work site, every community organisation that we're engaging with. And that's pretty disappointing. But that means that if the funding is cut, that these workers are going to continue to be, subject to exploitation. This has probably been the first time that, a lot of workers, migrant workers who are vulnerable have been able to access a free resource to explain what their rights are, to get them onto, workplace justice visas if they're being exploited by their employers, to actually understand what their rights are and to take some action.
So what's the Queensland Council of Unions asking the federal government to act on besides the funding? And what other requirements would you like them to act on?
So, well, we're seeking a commitment for a 3-year funding agreement right across Australia. That means it's around about $13.5 million per year for the next 3 years. In the scheme of the whole federal budget, that's not much when we consider that we have thousands of temporary visa holders who are here supporting our local economies right across Australia. We'd also like to see an extension of the Workplace Justice Visa, because that's a visa which allows for vulnerable workers who, we found have been exploited by their employer. If they're on a sponsored visa, they can get across onto that type of visa to assist them until they can, work through what their issues are and find another position here in Australia while they're working, in our local economies. The other things that we'd like to see some improvements to are for palm workers. So palm workers are those workers who are coming from predominantly Pacific Islands that are coming here. In Queensland, we have anywhere between 12,500 to 15,000 palm workers who come into this state alone.
That was Jacqueline King from the Queensland Council of Unions speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.